This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. My co-host Anthony Brooks is out this week. The Boston Symphony Orchestra is celebrating its 75th season at Tanglewood this summer. And this Sunday, the BSO performs a newly commissioned piece called Koussevitzky Said. Now, Tanglewood and BSO lovers will know that name. Sergei Koussevitzky was music director for the Boston Symphony Orchestra from 1924 to 1949. He founded the Tanglewood Summer School for Young Musicians, now known as the Tanglewood Music Center. Koussevitzky had already made a name for himself when he came to the U.S. to lead the BSO in 1924. About his arrival, the New York Times called him one of the most daring orchestral leaders of the age. They'll also know another name, John Harbison, the Pulitzer Prize-winning composer commissioned by the BSO to write Koussevitzky Said. And he used to say a lot. Koussevitzky was known for his inspirational, sometimes quizzical remarks, such as, "I will keep playing this music until you hear it," and "You have to portray the music correctly. Play it from your hearts." John Harbison joined us recently to talk about Koussevitzky Said. In a minute, we'll hear the piece being rehearsed by the BSO and Tanglewood Festival Choir. But first, Harbison tells us a little bit more about who Sergei Koussevitzky was.
He was a Russian who had the good sense and good fortune to marry a very wealthy woman. He began to switch over from being a double bassist, which was his first career. He was a great virtuoso soloist, to conducting, and she helped finance some of those early ventures. And he made quite a reputation in Paris and eventually was invited to the very important already position at the Boston Symphony. He had a sense from already from the American composers and musicians he'd met in Europe that things were developing very fast here. He was significant in various ways, but from my perspective, particularly because he was a champion of the performance of new works, particularly American new works. And as he came over from his playing career, he was not known for being very facile about score study. He had to get help in learning the new pieces. He was really amazingly adventurous in the sense that he took his skills right to the limit. He really also took on hard pieces. I mean, they were challenging. And not only played them in their first performances, but came back to them, tried to make sure that the public was as interested as he could make them in those projects. So he influenced not only his immediate surroundings, but really the path of American music for many, many decades. The commission didn't say anything about referring to Koussevitzky. It just said, well, it's the 75th anniversary of the Tanglewood Festival. And I immediately thought, though, that since it was so uniquely the vision of one person, Tanglewood, that it should be something to do with Koussevitzky. And my original thoughts were towards the opening day addresses that he gave every year, very inspirational, very far-reaching in their subject matter, usually kind of a renewal of this vision of an idealistic school. And as I got into it, I thought, well, no, it wasn't working. I felt I could write the music, but maybe the tone of my piece should be much less portentous and advisory and much more fun. And I knew that there was this other side of Koussevitzky, the informal side, and I went really there for my text. So it's mostly rehearsal remarks. The most famous one is the one about the next Beethoven will from Colorado come, which is, I think, a beauty because it sums up his optimistic idea of the post that he had inherited and his expectations, and hearteningly different from many of the Europeans who have taken over American musical institutions.
One, two, three, three. One, two, three,
four. It goes by so quick. I was asked to write 6 minutes, which is one of my hardest distances. You know, if I'm to say where I'm comfortable as a runner, a compositional runner, it's more around 25. What I heard possible was a scherzo, something that is quick on its feet and doesn't linger. The first section really is just a bright, sort of very, very quick scherzo on that first line, the one about the next Beethoven, and in a kind of choral style, words just kind of are tripping over each other. And then I wanted a little irritation. He says, I have deprived Europe of my art in order to come to this country. And that sort of slight change of tone, which I wanted a little bit of contrast in the middle of the piece. Quite a bit of what I found about him was saying, well, I do miss Russia, and I have made a great gesture coming to this country and so forth. So I wanted that represented somehow. And then there is the last section is what I call the rehearsal section of the piece, where he is trying to get the orchestra to play in tune. A very important issue, of course. And that section is a kind of display of trying to find a chord which will sound tuned. The game that amused me is a kind of bunch of stages looking for that kind of arrival. And then let's do it again for our own satisfaction. Which is, if you're a musician, a very wonderful way of thinking about it, because part of what you are trying to achieve is part of a long process, and the goal of the performance is somehow deeper progress into the piece, as he said, for our own satisfaction, those of us right on stage. And I think that was one of the ways that he was so effective in reaching his players. There was this sense that they really were collaborating on the same sort of mission. His influence is still felt, I think, of course, at Tanglewood, because he was the founder and inventor of the whole idea of Tanglewood, the school, and the festival. The school is, amazingly, 75 years later, still representative of his idealistic view of music, that it really was something that is necessary even to a public that may not know how necessary it is to them.
John Harbison is a Pulitzer Prize-winning composer. He was commissioned by the Boston Symphony Orchestra to write for them and the Tanglewood Festival Choir the new work, Koussevitzky Said. It will be performed this Sunday at Tanglewood. For more information, go to our website, radioboston.org. There's more of the show coming up in just a moment, so stick with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.